currently what we have right now is a plan to try to get more money down to the service providers. Providers themselves hopefully would see almost no change. And I say hopefully because it's not a finished product. I can't predict it. The flow through money from the state would stop at the school and schools would have an opportunity to choose the services. The federal money would continue, which I actually see as a possibility that ABAs would have more money per student to deal with, especially that clients. But we're still not convinced. And like I said, I'm not sure we've got the votes in the other chamber. And until I see the last version, I don't know what we'd have. There is also a report there that would put the AEAs on a reporting system. They'd have to file a plan how they would lower their administrative costs by 30%, because that's really kind of the genesis of the problem. The administrative costs are $70 million across the state. We've got CEOs making $345,000. We don't think it's an appropriate use of tax dollars.